Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Yeah, I guess
like a turtle. Fucking it. And before you know it, you're fucking a shoe.
Yeah, exactly. What a great way to start the podcast.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're fucking a shoe.
Yep.
All right. Welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is...
Bragsnor, the Destructor.
Okay. It's Steve.
We're going to the LARP.
Is that a LARP thing?
Bragsnor, the Destructor.
Okay. Can I be Steelshanks, the Dark Elf?
Hello, Steelshanks.
Hello.
Well met.
I am a Dark Elf. I stabbed you in the stomach for 12 damage.
We're not the same faction. We don't... There's no inter-faction conflict.
That's what you think, but I'm a Dark Elf.
Somebody get this guy the rules, or he's gonna end up unconscious behind the Denny's.
Goddamn Dark Elves. Every fucking time we play this game, some guy's gotta come here.
You're unconscious behind the Denny's now.
Oh.
And you got a Moons Over Miami on your head.
Oh, the most delicious of Denny's breakfasts. Everything which is saying a lot.
Everything is Moons Over Miami.
I'll have a Moons Over Miami with Moons Over Miami on the side.
That's right. It's like, ooh, wait, I almost forgot. Can I get some extra Moons Over Miami?
Exactly.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I'm...
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me about Taco Bell breakfast.
That's the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity. I mean, seriously, there are a lot of bad things that's happened to humanity. Hitler, the Republican Party, but...
Nuclear weaponry.
But the nothing is worse than...
The Dark Ages.
Nothing is worse than Taco Bell breakfast, seriously.
That AM Crunchwrap.
Oh, my God. It literally looks like evil, you know, for sale in the fast food. Now, I'm not like a guy that's like all super healthy or anything that's just like, you shouldn't eat fast food. You know, I'm trying to cut out fast food myself. I occasionally will eat it, but I will never, ever in a million years even attempt to try that, ever. It's like... It would be the equivalent of buying seafood at a White Castle. I ain't doing it.
It seems very much like a... you never were super into the White Wolf games, but one of the things in White Wolf was the enemies of the werewolves, the Fomori and the Worm.
I'm actually familiar with that.
Okay. It definitely seems like it would be one of the like fake products in one of like the worm shell companies, like Pentex. It's like Pentex Food Industries.
Yeah, it's like something...
There's some dude, they're like, how are the sales of the breakfast AM Crunchwraps? And they're like, oh, that's fantastic. And he turns and he's just got like, his mouth is just a sphere of teeth. And he's just got like maggots pouring out of his face. And he's just like, good. Let them eat the waffle choco.
Let them eat the waffle.
Yeah, and people are ingesting worm larvae, and they're becoming Fomori. They got a chance. They got 1 in 1,000 chance of becoming a Fomori.
How does the waffle taco taste? And the guy's mouth opens up, but it's not sideways. It's like split
vertical. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like in fourths.
Right.
It opens up. It's delicious.
Got a guy strapped to a chair, and they're just feeding him AM crunch wraps.
I don't get it. James Coco went insane after 5 minutes. Oh, sorry for being so weird at the beginning. I
apologize for nothing.
I got here a little late because I've been... My schedule's all thrown off. My wife went out of town for the weekend, so of course I reverted back to bachelorhood, and my body can't handle that anymore. Plus, I'm on a weird diet right now, so my body's all weird as is.
Grapefruit?
No.
Eggs?
It's kind of the...
Shit?
I'm practicing for the caveman diet, the paleo thing. I'm practicing. I'm not starting it officially yet. I'm just trying to see how my body will feel once I go to it.
Don't eat bread.
It pretty much is what it is, and I'm okay with it. I've just had a little bit, like, every day, just, you know, I'm not cutting it out completely yet. And I'm just like, okay, I'm okay with it so far. But I have been feeling like a little dazed, like a little sleepy, a little groggy. So I've been playing Mass Effect.
Get some more nuts in your mouth.
Yes. Mass Effect 3 till 4 o'clock in the morning. because I'm like, I don't know what time is anymore.
I can see through time.
And I wake up at 10 o'clock and I'm like, oh shit, I got to go record with Steve. So, and I wanted to go see Godzilla last night, but I totally was like, I'm just going to go get drunk and play Mass Effect.
The movie's the jam.
Is it? Godzilla does nothing for me. Never has, never will.
Then why are you going to go see the movie?
Well, I wanted to see it because people are saying it's good, but I don't know if people are saying it's good because it's actually good or people are saying it's good because there's so much shit out there right now that anything that's remotely good would seem good in comparison. Does that make sense?
I mean, if you don't like Godzilla, I don't...
But I mean...
What the hell is wrong with you? And B...
Because Godzilla movies are terrible. They've always... Like, the first one is fun to watch because it's like a moment in time. Like, if you separate that movie out of its time period and when it was made...
When Jet Jaguar grabs Godzilla and throws him, and he just goes flying horizontally with his feet, both feet extended...
And his tail dragging on the ground.
Yeah, and kicks Megalon, that shit was epic.
Yeah. King Ghidorah comes down. King Ghidorah comes down.
You're a fucking chump, bro.
I always like Mothra and the two little twins in the box.
Mothra! 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 The kaiju movies are all old.
I know, they're
from like the 60s and shit.
But I just don't know why people keep dragging them out and like thinking that they're this great thing. They're not. It's like watching the first season of Power Rangers. You're just like, ugh.
I love
Unless it. You grew up watching it, I really don't see the
yeah, I'd say it. That's yes. Grew up watching Godzilla movies.
I know, and they're trying to make this movie look all like super serious. I'm like, the whole series is predicated on a guy in a rubber suit knocking over cardboard buildings. So
right, which is awesome, and sweet fucking kaiju designs. Did you like Pacific Rim?
I did like Pacific
Rim. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Pacific Rim wouldn't exist without Godzilla.
I understand that. Don't get me wrong. But I like Pacific Rim because...
Like, it's super easy to talk about how shitty movies were from the 60s because they all are pretty shitty.
No, well, especially that. I mean...
Any special effects-based ones with few exceptions they did...
I like any dystopian science fiction movie from the late 60s, early 70s where everyone had black turtlenecks on. Those are awesome.
What? Oh, my God.
There's only one true way outside of the city.
And then there's a few that work... because of their exceptional cinematography and camera tricks. Like Alien.
Yeah.
The Alien costume by itself, like just walking around, if they'd have done that in like, you know, lit up, it would have been awful.
Yeah, he'd been like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's the costume looks fucking stupid when you see it in light. But in the film, it's fantastic because everything is done.
Yeah, it's all
there's
dark.
There's like the wet, dark, you know, he's all wet and slimy looking. And
it's Ridley Scott, dude. You're making me all wet and slimy
looking. Well, yeah, I'm just saying. But that's, you know, it's great. And like, if you look at a movie like, Star Wars, like the only thing that really kind of holds up in Star Wars is the space battles.
Yeah, space battles. My favorite thing
because there's nothing there. It's just black. And there's toy spaceships, which work.
Yeah,
but everything else in it looks awful. Like,
oh my god,
all of the aliens, the fucking Baba Yaba or whatever the fuck his name is, the baby butt for the face who gets his arm cut off. Yeah, and he bleeds everywhere.
Yeah,
he bleeds all over the fucking place.
They explain that in the expanded universe.
Yet for some reason, lightsabers don't make people bleed otherwise, other than that one guy.
It's this species. There's something in the blood that doesn't.
I see.
There's something in the book. I think it's Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina is the story.
Bullshit.
I'm just saying. I actually watched it with my daughter. We watched New Hope. And I
fall asleep?
Watching it with her, I was just like, why doesn't this movie go somewhere quicker? This is so long.
People nostalgia goggles the shit out of that movie. It's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Empire then, and
Empire's
I was like,
fantastic.
Empire's great.
The pacing is good. Everything is good in Empire.
It's the pacing in A New Hope that's just like, oh, Jesus. Anyway, we talked 8-9 minutes about non-gaming stuff. Let's talk about gaming stuff.
Do you think people really give a shit when we talk about gaming stuff?
Listen, if I don't put this as a gaming podcast, I can't put it on Tabletop Gaming News. And therefore, I can't get people to comment about how much they love Katana Guy.
We could get the Polar Bear to just fucking do it.
Yeah.
He's on our side.
People love the Katana Guy. I think you have your first breakout character of this podcast.
It's Immaculate Katana Blade. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, dude's a fucking master.
Yeah.
Dude's a fucking master. And there's also the Shogun's Wizard.
Yeah,
I cannot take credit for the Shogun's Wizard. Shogun's Wizard was, we were doing the Katana Guy in the car on the way home from card tournament, and one of the guys we were with, we're talking about, like, the concept is like, we just like set the scene, and I'm like, all right, so the monsters like attack, and then, you know, what do you do? And then so Joe's like, well, I take my immaculate katana blade and slice them in twain. And I'm like, and then like I make up some ridiculous shit, like why he can't use his katana. And he's like, that's bullshit. I built this character. And then fucking, we're just going back and forth and riffing, all laughing about it. And then another Joe sitting in the back, he's like, my wizard will save us. And he just busts out and he's like,
my magic spells were not powerful enough to save you, Shogun. I'm sorry. He's like, I'm sorry, Shogun.
Shogun. And that made me lose my shit. And he's just like,
look out, Shogun. There's enemies nearby.
That was pretty good. So
nice.
There's the Shogun Sorcerer.
The Shogun Sorcerer and Immaculate Katana guy.
Yep. And the Sorcerer is terrible. He does nothing. Like,
I cast Dazzling Lights.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, my God. I've
so many fucking Joes.
Speaking of the Immaculate Katana guy and the Shogunate Wizard, I wanted to talk really quick before we started about a book series I've been reading and how it. You know what? Let's get back to that later if we got time.
Put a pin in that.
Put a pin in that, all because right. It does have to deal with the Immaculate Katana guy. But first of all, I wanted to talk about the release of 7th edition. Warhammer 40,000.
Dude, the best comment I've seen about that was on our Facebook page, the Munitorium Edition. It's such a good deal. You're practically losing money by not buying it. Yeah, it was
for
awesome.
Like $500. Okay, so first off, I've actually gotten a chance to look at it. I held it. I smelled it. I tasted it slightly. It tastes like acetate.
Did you wash your hands?
I did beforehand, because the paper is actually made from a material that once you handle it for the first time, it dissolves in your hand. So you have to buy a new edition every time you look at the rule book.
I see.
You see, yeah. Makes total sense.
That's a brilliant selling strategy.
Brilliant on all, but you could use up to 6 rule books in a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's part of the rules. So it comes in like a box set. Like you get 3 books inside the box set. And just like, remember when 4th edition D&D got released and they had the 3 books in the box set that you were buying? Which was it was a real nice set, but it was 4th edition D&D, and so the only thing it was really good for was either toilet paper or generating heat in a fire pit of some sort. But these books came out, okay. 3 books in this set. 1 book is the rules. It is just the rules, which is nice, because you have just the rules. But unfortunately, you have to buy it in a set of 3, and you have 2 other books in there. The other book is all 40K fluff.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's really well done, but if you're a veteran gamer and you know all the fluff, you're just like, well, who the fuck cares?
Well, you actually don't know the fluff
about
anymore, because they probably changed it.
They probably changed it. What is it, Graham McNeil?
Because you got the Blood Ravens and the Blood Angels Necron Electric Boogaloo makeout session.
Oh, Sanguinius, would you like some tongue?
Yes, for the Emperor. Oh, my knee is cougar, really power fisting my ears.
Deploy Drildo.
Thrildo. Thrildo.
No, it's Drildo because it's spinning.
No, why don't they have a Thrildo? They have a Gauss Thrildo.
That's the Gauss weapon.
Do you like that?
Please assume the position.
For the Emperor. Yeah, so the book is all fluff. Whatever.
So take it, throw it away.
Take it, throw it away. And the third book, mind you, is all of the wonderful things that you can buy from Games Workshop.
Oh, it's a little catalog?
It's a little catalog.
That they make you pay for?
But it's not even a catalog.
That's sweet.
Because it doesn't, like, have everything in there. Like, if it was a legit catalog, I'm serious, and it had like everything that Games Workshop sold in it, with like code numbers and prices.
Dude, I remember the old catalog.
Yeah,
that thing was $20, and it was
the giant
phone
book.
It was really big.
Yeah,
and it had pictures. They put in the White Dwarf painting articles in there, and then they had lots and lots of
some of them, and
lots
stuff
and lots of ordering things. Like,
yeah,
that's fine. That's
it was
$20 thing,
and it was a phone book size thing, and it was great for like if you actually. But that was back when they had metal models,
and yeah, and when you could order bits.
Yeah, and when you could order
you
bits.
You could order sprues too.
Yeah,
that's the thing too. Like, you can't order sprues anymore.
No, you can't. But if they actually had it out there and they lined it up and say, okay, here are all the Necron stuff, and it was everything that was Necron, and it would, you know, had the codes, it had the prices,
Necrons,
and it had
the Drildo and the Thrildo and the Bilbo.
The Bilbo. Pretty sure you could order the Bilbo.
If you put...
Hello, Mr. Bilbo.
But it's just like, you know, here's a book that has to relatively do with 40K. And it's just like, what? This is the worst thing possible that you could have added to this box set.
Yep.
It is an insult to me. It's an insult to my intelligence. And they're like, here's a 2-page spread of a Terminator. And of a Dreadnought. And you're like, okay, this is 2 pages that could have been taken up by anything more worthwhile than a picture of the staff-painted Dreadnought. Or the studio Dreadnought. It's like, look at that. Look at that. Like, that's a whole page right there.
It's the Tau suits.
It's a Tau battle suit. That's a whole page. Sweet. In the fucking thing. You paid money for that, Steve.
I didn't pay money for
it. I'm just saying, you as in the general term of the population.
Someone who purchased this item.
Yes. And here's the biggest
thing. That 2-page Dreadnought spread's pretty sweet.
See, I'm not making it up. There actually is a 2-page Dreadnought.
God damn it.
Here's the thing that's the biggest insult to it, all intelligence on it. I read a full analysis of everything that was changed in this edition from the last edition. From 6th edition to 7th edition, literally the two things that changed were the two things we talked about in the last podcast. Force Org and the Psychic Phase. Aside from that, almost everything is just slightly FAQ'd. It's just ratted. It's just slight changes to it. There is no major change except for the inclusion of the Psychic Phase. I think, personally, the only reason they included the Psychic Phase was so that they had a legitimate reason to sell this $100 monstrosity to unwilling people.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing about the whole entire thing is that...
The rules are $100?
It's that people will buy it. I've seen people buying
it. I remember the last rulebook being $75, and I was like, that's goddamn ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
So $100 for the new rules. So I can only assume that by 10th edition, we're going to be talking about a $300 rulebook. It's like, how much are the rules? $300. Do I get anything with that? You get the rules.
You know, I highly...
Oh, you get half the rules.
I think something to look out for is when the new box set comes out, the Dark Vengeance of Black Fire...
Gulch. You forgot to say Gulch.
When that set comes out, I think if it doesn't have the mini rulebook in it, I think then officially the Necron Drildo has pierced all of our anuses.
Not mine,
knew you like it now.
Not mine, though.
Not yours.
No.
No, it's still... Because you're even remotely related to the gaming world in some way, you will be penetrated.
And it pisses me off, too, because, like, 40K is a game that, like, I wouldn't mind, like, you know, dicking around and, like, playing a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like... It's at a point where that's just impossible.
You can't.
It's like, you want to play a small game? That'll be $470, please. It's like, but I really didn't want to play a full army. I don't really need that. And it's like, oh, $470 will definitely not buy you a full army, sir. It's like, are you shitting me?
Yeah. I mean,
besides, I got to take $120 out of that just for the rules.
Exactly. I mean, there's...
I mean, obviously you torrent it. Like, you just make it free.
You just make it free, yeah.
Like, I advocate that entirely. So... If you want to take it, take it.
I think also the funny thing is that this edition where you pay for terrain and terrain has special effects.
That's awful.
That's like the worst.
That's
thing
really bad.
Ever.
I know that there were some lists where you like spammed one of the smaller thing. It was
barricades.
Like with a turret. It was like barricades with a turret, and like it like counters the flyers because like the turret's super good against flyers. So you just like shoot down the Necron battle flyers or whatever.
Oh no, I am being shot down.
My thriddle dough is useless.
Assault phase.
Assume the position.
Yeah, I mean, it's all relatively the same as last edition, which is just a giant mess of rules that is just like... And you have to have a PhD to get through this goddamn bureaucracy of a rule set. It's like, well, you can only do this if you do this, this, and this. But until then, it's like a flow chart of goddamn rules you have to follow. Oh, man, I feel so bad. And orcs are coming out finally for this edition, so...
I'm sure they'll suck.
Well, they're not Space Marines.
Oh, you know, it is 40K, so, like, they have a chance of having some sort of degenerate list.
because the rules aren't supposed to be balanced.
Well, no, it's the whole thing is like orcs always suck in fantasy, like 100%. They're always garbage. They're never good. They've never been good. They never will be good. No variant of their list has ever been good.
What about the all black
in 40K
list?
Though? That list is fucking awful. In 40K though, there was the Nob Biker combo list where like you made the like 10-man squad of Nob Bikers that all have 2 wounds each
and all sound like Welshmen.
I don't think they sound like Welshmen.
Cornishmen?
I think they sound like vroom, vroom, vroom. And when they take damage, you put 1 wound on each one, like, in an order.
Mean orc, I'm driving a bike.
Yeah, that's
vroom,
it.
Vroom, vroom,
so
I think that's a Cornish accent.
You have 10 guys, and they need to take 11 wounds before you lose a single model because of the way the fucking wonky-ass wound rules worked in the game.
No,
so that list was pretty good. Yeah.
You know what accent it is? Northampton.
I thought it was just Soccerman.
No, it's a Northampton accent.
It's not a Soccerman.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because of our sponsor of this podcast, the Northampton Wargamers.
Ah,
yeah, see how I worked it in here?
That was a stupid fucking segue.
Oh. Sorry, Northampton.
You really failed them this time.
Damn it.
I'll make them feel better. I'll send them a nice 8x10 glossy of my wiener.
Yeah,
I'll make sure it's extra glossy.
Yeah, so everyone gets so orcs come out next edition. So those 4 guys who are like, you know, 45 years old and like they go to the tournaments every time wearing like tank tops with the cutoff shirt with the cutoff sleeves. You know, they're actual t-shirts, but they got cutoff sleeves, so it looks like a tank top.
Nice.
But yeah, those guys who go there
and
got
the really deep V-neck,
and they got that saggy underarm thing going on there.
That they should really be hiding with
a
t-shirt.
Just like when they're playing the orcs and they go to move their stompa, it just goes.
So they really should be hiding that with a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly is what I'm saying. But they keep it open so they could be more aerodynamic. And then they always talk like this when they play.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's like, I just play this game to have fun. I don't play it to win. Of course you don't play it to win because you're playing fucking orcs. Yeah, that guy. So those 4 guys are going to be really excited about the new orc codex. By the way, they're coming out with a new, I think it's Stampa or something like that for the orcs. $100. So, yay. Not that one.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. Or I think it's called a Morknot and it.
I don't know. That shit wouldn't be that. That shit wouldn't be that ridiculous if you could only take one.
Mm. Not in this new rule set, though. You could take like 15 of them.
Right. That's my point. Like,
so $1,500.
Because like the Wormhordes has the super expensive colossals.
Yeah, but
or
you only take
things.
One.
You get one. I mean, you could take two, but it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
So like, it, realistically, you're buying fucking one.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, that's you just have to like.
But everything in Workshop. Works better the more copies of it you take.
Well, yeah, especially if it's more expensive because they design the rules around it that
right.
way.
So it's just like, yeah, I mean, one Imperial Titan is pretty good. But you know what's really good? 5.
Oh, Night Titans. All right, can we talk about
that thing's only slightly bigger than a Dreadnought.
It's
really not that much bigger.
It's fucking retarded.
And it's like 3 times the price of a Dreadnought.
Let's just talk about anything other than Games Workshop for a bit, please. Because my head hurts. I have to do this because actually I know you don't ever get to see the ratings of our shows when we put, but anytime I put like that it's, we're talking about Games Workshop as like the headline or the picture I put up, all of a sudden our ratings spike. So I have to talk about it just so I could go and talk about other things that people will listen to this goddamn podcast.
So you're telling me that you're a sellout?
I am. I'm not lying
about
that.
You're a total sellout.
People will still People love to hear us make fun of Games Workshop. I think that's what it is. Mm. Because they're self-flagellating about it. They're like, I love Games Workshop, but I hate that I love it so much.
And they're tweaking their nipples.
Oh, I'm tweaking my nipples in case anybody can't see. Which
well, yeah.
is everyone.
No, they can all see it.
They can see it. They know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So let's talk about some dust.
Durst.
Durst!
Durst!
Operation Bourbon Learn.
Durst Turktics.
Durst
Tactics.
The 135th scale
guerrillas.
World War II game.
World War II alternate history game. Because there's
II.
Nazi guerrillas.
And Nazi zombies.
It's true.
And Soviet tankmen.
I love I think the Nazi guerrillas have like their name is like Commandant Fagentragenlagen. It's like a ridiculous like 27 characters long name.
The
like,
Blutz Guerilla Corp.
Like the fucking Germans, they're apparently super efficient at everything except their language.
No, their language is very efficient.
No, because it's got like 28 characters.
Well, no, that's what it is. It's just combining things together. I think they call like bats are Fledermaus, which is just flying mouse.
Fledermaus.
Fledermaus.
What about Fledermaus?
That's the flying mouse.
Oh.
Yes.
We are not German.
Yeah. It's like, we should...
You're just jealous that we're going to the discotheque later.
Yeah, it's like Schweinhund. Oh, that just literally means pig dog. Your insult is just combinations of words. Okay. It's like me calling you a fuck cunt. It's just a combination of things.
What about a shit, though?
A shit.
That was a combination of shit and dildo.
Oh.
So, or...
No, they wouldn't call it a shit, though. They'd call it a shit dildo.
Oh, it has to be the entire words. So that's not efficient.
She's like, Scheiße Pienenkopf or something. I don't know. Whatever it
would be. Pienenkopf.
I guess that's like head. I think cough means head. I really should have taken German when I was in high school. I had the opportunity. I chose Spanish instead. I don't remember any of my Spanish, but whatever.
No me gusta mucho.
Ay, ay, ay.
Tambien.
Hola, me llamo Joe.
Yeah,
¿Qué pasa?
German's definitely more intimidating.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the most...
Sprechen Sie Deutsch!
Yeah, I think it's the most intimidating of all the languages. It's like, why is that guy yelling at me? He's just asking if you're having a good day. What?
Gute Tage! He'd asked if you'd like some sort of meat covered in dough.
Yeah, I would.
I think that'd be okay. And would you like a very large beer? But yeah, the
Totenkrieg.
Deathcore. The Deathcore of Krieg is great because it literally, I think, it just means Deathcore of Core. Dust Operation Babylon, or as I like to call it, Operation Babylon Man.
Are there Jamaicans?
There should be Dutch Jamaicans. 135th style Jamaicans fighting in an alternate World War II would be an amazing thing to play.
Yeah. They could be on a bobsled.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride.
And then you can get
Come on, team. It's bobsled time.
You can get a John Candy figure, too.
Cool runnings. And he's got the egg.
Yes. Yes.
That movie. Classic 90s Disney. You felt so good at the end when they pick up the bobsled and they walk through the finish line together. That was just great. So Dust is a lot.
I feel good anytime I watch a movie with John Candy in it.
What about Wagons East?
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Yeah. Dust is still alive. They're doing a Kickstarter, Operation Babylon.
He's cooking our garbage.
it's a good way of buying stuff at retail. I guess.
I mean, isn't it just basically like, hey, isn't running a Kickstarter for this is probably just saying, hey, we aren't going to make this because we think it might be too much money and might not do well. So we're going to put it as a Kickstarter because if you guys actually want it, we'll make it and sell it to you.
Yeah. I mean,
like, isn't that what they're doing?
A little bit. It's, you know, it was a $50,000 goal. They're at $150,000 right now. So three times their goal, which is good, I guess.
People play Dust, apparently.
People do. I think it's a good way of actually gauging if people still play Dust and for people to see, hey, people still play Dust. Maybe I should buy some Dust, too. I think what's kind of sad is that their stretch goals are all kind of pathetic. You are buying it at essentially retail, slightly cheaper than retail. I mean, slightly cheaper than retail. I mean, you could probably go online, find a retailer who's selling it for about this price. I can't fault it because all the stuff from Dust looks really cool. It's really neat. It's 135th scale, so it's bigger than 28 mil. It basically will fit with any Tamiya model that you buy in the store. So if you wanted to buy a 135th scale Panzer III, you could put that in your army. And put a ray gun on it, or as they call it, a Tesla gun. Because everyone knows that in every alternate history story, you have to have Tesla running around with ray guns.
Tesla weaponry is everywhere.
Tesla weaponry. It's like, are we in a steampunk universe, Steve? Because I see Tesla on everything.
I don't even think... I think putting it in a steampunk universe is really insulting to Tesla.
Tesla's like, I don't want steam. I invented alternating current.
Yeah, he's like, steam? You people are idiots. That would be awesome. They're like, we've got Tesla weapons and we are on our steam dirigibles. And like Tesla just fucking appears out of the sky like, oh.
I am the ghost of Tesla.
He descends on wings of electricity and they're like, whoa, it is Tesla. And he's like, steam? Inefficient! And he just, like, blasts them all with electricity.
Blasts them with alternating current.
Yes, and they just fry.
He's like, this is inefficient! I do not like it! Why do you sound German? You're Serbian. Because I do not know how to do Serbian accent!
I can do Serbian.
Can you?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it right now, though, but hang on, because it's not as... zap. I just shit my pants.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like really an expensive Kickstarter. For $60, you get the Dust Tactics rulebook, a character, a 5-man unit, and a mech. So that's $60 right there. That's a lot of money for not a lot of stuff. So there's certain Kickstarters where you pay $60 and you literally get a box full of metal. It's just a big metal box. And they're not even hollow on the inside. It's just a big hunk of lead that you get. I don't know what you're going to do with it.
You just chisel it out.
You chisel out the characters.
Nice.
And that's what you do. Oh, you also get dice with that. Dice. Special dice that are like D3s or something like that.
What about those rounded safe corner D4s?
Oh, those are great.
So fucking stupid. Fuck that. If they're not caltrips, I don't want them.
You know what's great about that, though, is that you could swallow them and hypothetically pass them without any damage. You swallow one of those pointy ones, that's going to hurt either on the way down or the way out.
Probably.
So those rounded ones, you know, when you accidentally swallow a D4.
Right, which happens all the time to me.
You're going to poop that out. Bloop.
I mean, that happens all the time to me, so I mean, I understand the need to have a rounded corner, rounded edge.
A rounded edge. Yeah, and then for $150...
My asshole has actually become triangular.
The sad,
I poop in little pyramids now.
The sad thing is that after you hit the $60 pledge level, the next level up is $150.
That's pretty big.
And you get 3 walkers, 2 5-man units, a 3-man unit, and a special character. That's kind of expensive. I mean, they say it's
Are these the painted versions?
I do not believe they are the painted versions. Mm. Maybe, you know, it might actually... Let me see. I have to double check and look at it. Even if it is painted, I don't know. That's, like, kind of expensive still, too, on top of it. I mean, who knows? If it is painted, it could, you know, it might be worth it to some people who have like zero hobby skills, who are just like, I don't want to paint, and smashes it with their hammer. But I'm, you know me, I'm the guy that likes to paint. You're the one who hates to paint.
Painting sucks, dude.
Painting sucks. I enjoy it.
It's such a fucking, it's like, goddamn. It's like, yes, this guy actually looks pretty good, and I'm really satisfied with it. And you set it down, and you're like, fuck. It's like a pile. It's like, shit.
I paint every day. I will usually finish about 10 characters a night and 10 figures a night while watching some sort of sci-fi show, such as Defiance, Falling Skies, or Warehouse 13.
All those sounded terrible.
Most of them are. I like Falling Skies. Falling Skies is good. Defiance is kind of boring. Warehouse 13 just ended. But
good. Yeah. It should be canceled.
It should be canceled because it's on sci-fi. Needs more wrestling.
Say needs more wrestling.
Needs more wrestling on the sci-fi.
It does
channel.
Need more wrestling.
Yeah, you don't have cable, so you don't. You're not aware of the.
I got cable.
Oh, you have cable? I thought you were cableless.
I have like a weird pack. So like, I didn't have cable. I had like a basic thing where it was like the super basic channels to get my intranets, and then like the lady was like, "All right, so your deal is expiring, so it's gonna go up to this price." And I'm like, "Well, I don't want that." She's like, "Well, I've got this deal," and I'm like, "All right, that sounds pretty good." So now I've got like. Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon. No. I have Cartoon Network, but not Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay.
And I have like a very weird selection of channels. Like, I have sci-fi, but I don't have FX. It's the strangest spattering of channels ever. But most importantly, I kept my price the same for my internet.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is like what I wanted. And I get free HBO.
Oh, that's good.
So you
can finally watch Game of Thrones.
I've been watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Dun,
dun, I mean, dun, dun, I watched dun, it before dun, anyway. We just torrented it. But now I don't have to. I can watch it when it airs.
Spoiler alert. Made the bad man fly.
I was actually really hoping that fucking that little kid was going to get tossed in the hole.
No way. You can't throw the little kid in the hole.
That would have been awesome. I might have actually, like, exploded in my pants. And I don't mean, like, no. I don't mean, like, like jism, like orgasming. I mean, like, my genitals would actually explode. With excitement.
Yeah.
If that kid got thrown into the fucking hole.
So going on with spoilers, are you excited for the Oberyn Martell versus the Mountain fight?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Be sweet.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And that's tonight? Oh, no, it's not tonight. Fuck!
No, it's Memorial Day.
That's fucking bullshit.
It's next Sunday. It's
fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I already know what's going to happen, so.
It's fucking bullshit, man.
So anyway, with the dust, I would... Tentatively, while Steve was talking about his cable package, I found out that it's not painted.
My cable package and my exploding genitals.
And your regular package. I found that you have to pledge it $300 to get the painted package.
Okay. So. I just,
Just a question. Like, I mean, Dust, it's kind of like one thing where, like, you can be like, you can talk about it at length, but it doesn't really fucking matter. Cause, like, people who like Dust, they're gonna get it. People who don't, no. I don't think there's any, at this point, I don't think there's anyone who's like, I wonder about Dust. I don't think so. I think everybody who's gonna play Dust is already playing Dust.
Yeah. Speaking of World War II games, I wanted to tell a story.
Bolt Action?
And apologize to my gaming group.
You have to apologize to the Northampton War Gamers?
I had one of those flip the table moments. Like, I freaked out during a game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had one of those.
The mighty casual freaking out. Yeah. The eye paint and don't really play. I mean, I liked the fun.
Okay, so.
I'm ready.
A little bit of background for it.
I'm ready.
In Bolt Action.
Bolt Action.
There is one of the most broken rules in the game are flame tanks, like any tank that has a flamethrower on it, like the Panzer, Flammenpanzer, or
the Flammenpanzer.
You know, any of them, anything that has a flamethrower on it is just unbelievably broke. And so it's kind of an unspoken rule that you really shouldn't take them if you're playing a friendly game.
So in other words, I should take the list that lets me bring the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, we're playing a game, and Tim Lyson, of course, decides to bring one. And I told him, I go, it's broke. Don't be it. And I was calling him every name in the book. Don't take it. Don't take it. Sure enough, he puts it on the table. First turn out there, wipes out an entire one of my units. Just like, and I'm just like, I'm pissed off as all hell because he was able like to see one guy. Because Bolt Action works off true line of sight. So if you could see something, you can shoot at it. Now, there's, you know, limits to what you could say. With the flamethrower, it's like if you hit one dude, the entire unit gets wiped out. It's like, how?
Yes. Like, that's awesome.
I was just so pissed off. And I was just like, I was such a sour mood because of that. I'm like, God damn it. I told you, don't bring it. Because, I mean, it's just completely unfair. I mean, I could have brought my flame things, but
you
I didn't.
You probably should have.
I probably should have. But it's a friendly game. You don't do that with friendly games.
I'm gonna play
friendly
games.
But anyway, I had my flip the table moment, and everyone was making fun of me because I was all sour and grouchy.
Yay, Steve.
See, that
would never happen to me because I'd already be bringing the best possible list. And then that doesn't work.
It definitely was a flip the table
moment. The Flammenpanzer.
Yes, I apologize to Mr. Lyson about that, but... Definitely, it's fuck those things. God damn, it upsets me even thinking about it. It's like the one thing that really needs to get nerfed in that game.
I congratulate Tim.
Yes, for bringing it.
Yes, for breaking you.
Yes,
Tim broke you.
Yes,
I've never seen that happen before.
Yeah,
but
it's Tim broke you. It's definitely like I never have those moments. I'm usually like, and I was explaining it to another person I play with who didn't happen to be there that day, and he was like, you had one of those moments. You're like the most laid back player on the planet. I've never seen you get upset about anything.
I tip my hat. I tip my trilby to Tim.
Oh no. Is euphoria is intensifying.
Tipping intensifies.
Oh no. I'm embarrassed even thinking about it.
It's awesome. Like, that's a great story.
It's not even that great of a story. That's a fucking it's just great story. Awful.
It's so good.
I can't believe that happened to me. Of all fucking things.
That's awesome.
I don't normally talk about like my gaming experiences because it's like, and then I brought my Soviet veteran troops
the
around.
Fucking the fucking boner site. I have right
no,
now.
No, it doesn't even matter the situation. It was just, it was awfulness on all awfulness levels.
How many of those can you take in a list? Those flaming tanks?
Just one in a platoon. I mean, if you could take two platoons, you could take two tanks, okay. But it's a lot of points.
Do the flamethrowers that the dudes can carry work the same?
Not quite. The ones just getting like into it, but the vehicles 18 inches, 2d6 damage, auto hit. And the ones that you could carry on your back are 12 inches, d6 auto hit.
Okay. So sounds like I should take his maximum flamethrowers.
Yes, I think in a Soviet list, ones that I play, you could take a guy with a flamethrower. You can take there's an armored car that you could take that has a flamethrower that has the 2d6 one, and then you could take a tank that has the flamethrower. In the German list, there's a unit called Pioneers that actually get flamethrowers in the unit, so you could take. Oh, actually, Soviet engineers can take those as well. But the Pioneer list, you could take one per unit. You could take a flamethrower, an armored car that has a flamethrower, and a tank that has a flamethrower. It's broke on all levels of the word. Broke.
That is what I would bring.
Yeah.
100% of my games would be that list. Just if, fucking flamethrowers.
If you, it's just one of those things where it's just like
I would force you to never play.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, that's another win for me. It's like, hey Joe, you want to play Bolt Action? You're like, no, you want all the super fucking flamethrowers. And I'm like, and then I just check another line in my, well, my little ledger. Like,
well, here's the thing that sucks about it, because once you get hit with the flamethrower, even if for some odd reason the person rolls just awful, right? Let's say it's 2d6. Let's say he rolls 2 ones, and so you only get two auto hits, and he rolls the 2 auto hits and he misses. So the flamethrower does nothing. You still have to take a panic test, and if you fail the panic test, your unit gets wiped out.
That's awesome.
It is the worst rule in the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It almost breaks the game. But...
So did anybody spank you with that shit when you were at the tournament at Adeptocron?
No, no flamethrowers at the tournament.
Were they banned?
In the rule list. Yeah, it was banned.
Shit.
Yeah, because that's how bad it is. They ban it at all tournaments. You can't take any vehicle flamethrowers. You can't take any guys with flamethrowers.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was my little freak out. So
well done, Tim, if you're listening.
Well done. He doesn't listen to shit. He doesn't know what a podcast is.
I know.
He's like, can I get it at the Lion's Den? That's funny to people in local. Local references are funny to only local people. So let's talk about other big news that happened with gaming.
Let's talk about Hex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about Hex.
We should do this now. Every time we talk about Hex, we start off with it. That's our Hex.
The Hex song?
The Hex song.
All right.
Even though it's just, let's talk about sex, but we just changed sex to Hex.
You just gave away our fucking secrets.
God damn it.
You're awful.
I know. I'm literally Hitler.
No, literally worse than Hitler.
Literally worse than Hitler?
Yes.
I'm Hitler with a flame tank.
You're Hitler made out of flame tanks.
The Hitler with the flame Flammenpanzer.
My hands are Flammenpanzers.
Flammenpanzen Hitler. That's how they would say it in German.
Right. Yes. There you go.
So you want to give us some background? Do you know more about this than I do? Because you actually play Hex.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Actually, I've been...
on the last podcast, you said, I don't know how Hex isn't being sued for IP infringement.
Yes.
And sure enough, right after that happened, Magic the Gathering, Richard Garfield?
Richard Garfield has nothing to do with Magic.
But I'm just saying, Richard Garfield heard our podcast and was like, I shall sue Hex.
No, he has nothing to do with...
But he's the one who actually has the patent on tapping, doesn't he?
No. Richard Garfield sold everything.
Yeah.
He's no longer part of the company at all.
Yeah.
He just took his fucking fat stacks and, you know, basically retired.
He's like, I'm retired. He's sitting on a pile of fucking chaos orbs.
They paid him, like, infinite dollars. Like, he never needs to do anything anymore.
They paid him infinite dollars?
Yeah. Nice. No, they do, because they just keep paying him, because he keeps getting dividends.
Ah.
So, yes, they paid him infinite dollars.
Nice. Anyway, talk about what's going on a little bit.
All right, so I was being facetious in my, like, when I said that.
You've got to pretty your mouth at a $20 whore.
But it's kind of ridiculous. So Wizards is suing. They're suing Hex. They're like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
The game is essentially... It's very, very similar.
It's close to Magic, but then again, so is fucking every other fucking game.
So why do you think that Magic is targeting Hex?
Digital.
Because they want to keep the digital market.
Because it's digital. Yeah, I don't think it... Well, because, I mean, look, like World of Warcraft, the CCG.
Yeah.
It was exactly the same as Hex or Magic. Mm-hmm. It's the fucking same. The only difference for World of Warcraft CCG is instead of colors... Everything was based on the World of Warcraft classes.
Yeah.
But functionally, the fucking same. So, like, rogues were red, and necromancers were black. Clerics were white. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's the same, it's just different window dressing.
Yeah.
You know, you tapped cards, you played resources from your hand, you drew seven cards.
Actually, I just read somewhere that Garfield's copyright or whatever is
the Magic patent is expiring next month.
Yeah, so you think that might have something to do with it?
Possible.
They might want to get it in a little bit beforehand.
Yeah, it's possible.
Then everybody's gonna be like, I tap the Jack Bauer and 24 of the CCG.
But like the whole thing is like, yeah, you can't say tap, but like there's a million fucking other words you use. L5R.
I
almost said in katana.
Are you speaking of L5R?
In katana.
L5R. The collectible card game?
Yeah. You bow.
Nothing can defeat my scorpion political deck.
Nothing beats my scorpion political deck, Shogun.
So You bow.
One of our oldest jokes, by the way, the Scorpion political deck, I think that joke goes back all the way to 2006.
Probably. You bow.
Yeah, you instead. Bow. Yeah.
So, like, that's, you still turn the card. In...
You seppuku.
Seppuku. In, and, like, rest. Mm-hmm. That's another one. Or exhaust.
You know what?
That's all been used.
I don't want to get too far off topic, but I watched Attack on Titan last night. I just watched a couple episodes. That show is essentially people, like, a lot of quiet moments punctuated by people yelling. That's what that show is. It's just like they're sitting there, like, quietly. And some guy goes, blah, 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 blah. And then they go back to being quiet. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on in this show? Anyway, continue.
All right, very good.
Can't argue with that.
Don't need to argue with that. Fuck, you threw me off. You totally
You were talking about L5R people.
Oh, yeah. No, every game has that. Like, they have some made-up fucking word for turning the card. Although, hilariously enough, in Magic, tapping is turning the card to the right.
Yeah.
And all of the cards in Hex go to the left. it's like, yes! I think the lawsuit's straight up because digital. Because Wizards of the Coast digital product is shit. Yeah. Like, it's really bad.
And they don't want to lose that market. They know they can
hit. They're already losing that market. That's the problem. Like, okay, so normally when you release a beta for software, like, you've got people, like, knocking down your door and, like, throwing rocks at your windows trying to get a beta key.
Yeah.
Like, because they're, like, everybody wants in. They're like, come on, give us a beta key.
Hey, mister, can I get a beta key?
No, seriously. Like every comment on the Facebook thread or everywhere, like, on Twitter, people will be like, give me a beta key. Give me a beta key.
Mine?
And that's currently happening for Hex. Like, people are just fucking trying to scramble everywhere to get beta keys. But for Magic Online, their beta client, it's so bad, they have to have days where they shut down their current client and force you to play on the beta. That's how bad it is. Because whoever is designing the Wizards of the Coast software does not know how to use
computers.
Son
of one of the designers.
Yeah, like,
it's like, Jimmy, can't you write it? I'm writing in Python as quick as I can. Yeah. It's the only thing I know.
Yeah, it's just, it's unreal bad.
And I only know C++.
It's unstable, it crashes, it's fucking terrible.
Wait, I'm hacking the beta.
I'm in.
There's a back door.
No, you just say, I'm in.
I'm in.
You just hammer the fucking keys, and then you go, I'm in.
Is that a mox? I don't know.
I'm
Enhance.
In. Yeah, so...
How come it's all blurry?
I'm in.
Because there's not enough resolution.
You're talking too much. You're so bad at this. You're the worst hacker ever.
Sorry.
You're the worst hacker. Officially. That means that's why I would defeat you in our hacker battle, because you'd be, like, trying to do additional dialogue, and I would just say, I'm in. And then your computer just explodes.
I have to use a 56K modem.
I'm in.
It's the only way.
And then your computer explodes. And I've won. You're like, I shouldn't have been talking about Cookie Monster.
Just got defeated by acid burns.
Mess with the best, die like the rest.
Crash override.
Crash override. God damn it. So,
I'd rather be Angelina Jolie any day.
Yeah, so Wizard shit, it sucks online. Like, it's total garbage.
In terms of the actual card game, like, if Hex was a card game, Wizards wouldn't give a shit because they know they still dominate the actual card market.
They wouldn't touch
but
it.
But it's because it's Hex digital. Is doing digital.
And it's half the price of Magic.
And it's so far looking better. That's why Magic is trying to go after
it's
that.
It's flat out better. Yeah. No, it's better. And the thing with Hex is going to have the stuff it doesn't have now is going to appeal to a whole new market of CCG players that's never been tapped in the digital market, because there's no solo CCG out there. Yeah. And Hex is going to have that.
Nice.
Hex is going to have the solo CCG component where you play against the computer and you go through dungeons and shit, and, like, you get equipment and items.
Dungeons.
That hasn't been done before. So I think there is a shit ton of, like, yes, Hex has 5 colors.
Yeah.
It's
in reality,
super similar.
Magic does have a case, but it's...
I don't know how, like, saying they have a case maybe is true, maybe, because there's been so many games that Magic hasn't touched. I think that might come into play.
It could very well.
Like, I think
could spell doom for the My Little Pony CCG.
I think World of Warcraft is the best defense that Cryptozoic has currently, because, like, we made this game for, like, 3 years and Wizards never said shit about it.
Yeah,
show all the similarities.
It'll be
there.
Interesting to play out, because I think this is, like, one of the most interesting court cases dealing with tabletop stuff.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out the resolution in 4 years.
Yeah. Since the GW
Chapter House. Which GW quote unquote won, but actually, as we all know, lost.
Lost terribly.
Yeah, I think that might end up being the case. And I think this might play out like that, where Cryptozoic quote unquote loses, but they just have to pay like some dollars in damages and then like redesign their card face, which really doesn't look like a Magic card at all.
Yeah. Or something similar to that.
Yeah. And then they're gonna
need it.
And then there's gonna be a laundry list of things you can steal from Magic for your card game.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that'll probably be bad.
And actually, I found out there's another court case. Seattle, the state of Seattle, is suing Kickstarter or something like that. Some fucking thing.
Oh yeah, one of the Kickstarters didn't pay out. That's good. It's getting sued. Yeah, I mean, I think Wizards of the Coast is just bullying Cryptozoic, and that's the other thing too. Like,
well, I mean, you have to defend your IP. You always have to.
But it's got nothing to do with the fucking IP.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with the IP. The IP is totally different.
Yeah.
Like the
the mechanics. You have to defend your game system.
Right. But, and the mechanics aren't even that close to the same. Like I said, minus the fact there are 5 colors.
Yeah.
And there are resources.
And you do tap.
Yes, you exhaust. Minus that, it's like it's very dissimilar. Yeah. There's really not a lot of stuff that's the same. There are things that are reminiscent.
Yeah,
but not the same at all.
Yeah, I mean it would be essentially like, Warlord Games getting sued by Games Workshop because
Mantic Games getting sued by Games Workshop.
Which I don't see that. I don't put that outside the realm of possibility of that happening anytime soon. Anyway, let's move on. We got a little bit of time left. We pretty much covered a lot of what we could talk about with PAX. But I wanted to talk about Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition is coming out real soon. I'm starting to get a little excited. I don't know about you. It looks pretty good so far.
I'll get all the books.
I think I'm going to pick up the starter set.
Yeah,
when it comes out.
I'm going to get everything for the release. Like, every book coming out at launch date, I'll get, and then
decide whether or not you want to keep it.
We'll see about continuing.
But, since this is Memorial Day weekend, you know, a lot of stores are having sales. Half Price Books and Second and Charles had sales on a lot of stuff, so I stopped by, just looking for some, you know, comic books, D&D stuff, board game stuff, and I picked something up, and I want you to take a look at it. I think you'll be impressed by this find.
Okay. We'll see. Hey, Return to the Tomb of Horrors. This is a good one.
I know.
Is it complete?
Yeah, and look at the condition.
Is it actually complete, though?
Yeah, no, I checked through it. I checked all of the... I got all the maps. It's got all the card inserts and everything on there. We need to play Return to the Tomb of Horrors.
You need to fucking sell this shit. What the hell are you talking about?
I got it for... I ended up paying $15 for it.
How did you get this for $15? Usually Half Price Books is pretty spot on with their prices.
What do you think it would be cheaper or more expensive?
It should be way more expensive.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I got that. It was a great deal. That's actually Second and Charles's where I picked that up.
You gotta sell this to Noble Knight.
Yeah. I don't think I want to. I want to keep that.
I mean...
I know you're the guy that wants the money, but...
You're more than welcome to. Just this...
It even has the old AD&D 1 Tomb of Horrors module with it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a reprint that comes with it.
Yeah,
it's
cool. They did these. They did these for a bunch of things, actually. A bunch of different of the classic D&D modules. They did a enhanced version for... AD&D. This is not second edition. This is advanced Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
This is not advanced Dungeons & Dragons second edition. So this is still the hit matrices and stuff.
Yeah.
So you probably do, you may or may not have the core books for this.
I do. And I also got this.
Oh man, this one's the shittiest. Ruins of Zentral Keep and the Flaming Skeleton Boss.
The Flaming Skeleton Boss?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it's a skeleton that erupts into flames and like attacks you and runs off.
Once again, this is all fully in there.
The Forgotten Realms stuff isn't as good.
I like Forgotten Realms.
Their supplements were never as good. Like, they started out super super strong, like the new world and like all the interesting changes, and then like whoever started writing the adventures was just like, eh.
And then I also got this.
Fuck. The Vikings campaign sourcebook.
So we can actually play Vikings.
But it's not compatible with your other items here.
What are you talking about? This is second edition, dude.
Right, but that's first edition. This is second edition. All right, it's compatible with the Forgotten Realms.
It's compatible with the Forgotten
Realms. But you can't take your Vikings through the Tomb of Horrors. Ah, shit. The Secret Temple. These are pretty awesome. These little inserts with, like, the fucking weird-ass symbols and stuff.
Yeah. I actually think that this Return to the Tomb of Horrors, I think it is compatible with AD&D 2nd. Because there was a period towards the end...
No, it's just AD&D.
Yeah. Well, no, AD&D...
Just look for a monster. Does it have Thaco?
Let me see.
But it won't.
Well, we'll just check real quick. I know this is fascinating podcasting right here.
Dude, everybody can lick my balls. We're talking about the Tomb of Horrors here.
We're talking about the Tomb of Horrors. I'm trying to look. I don't necessarily see it.
You just got to find one monster.
Here, you look.
I'll look for one.
You'll know what you
I'll look for one monster stat block.
Oh, here we go. Maps and Monster Book.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is cool. Here you go.
The Ring of Negative Energy.
Let's see.
Oh, nice. Nice. They got the Thaco in there.
See, there was a period towards the end of when TSR had the license where they dropped that second edition little thing underneath it. They went back to the original AD&D logo. This is just with me collecting. I just
finally, Moylan zombies.
Moylans?
They sound
Jewish.
Yeah, I know. They sound like they're going to perform a bris.
Like a bris of some kind.
They're like Moylan zombie.
But anyway, I found these. So I paid, I think, a total of $40 for the lot of these three. So that's not bad.
You got ripped off and everything except for the...
Return to the Tomb of Horrors.
Return to the Tomb of Horrors.
You don't like the return, the ruins of Zenithal Keep?
No.
No?
No. That one can lick my balls.
Well, the summer is coming, so... And actually, the Vikings campaign comes...
Headsman's Axe of Moyle?
comes with the map of Scandinavia. So, or the map of Europe. So we can actually look... And you can see we can go hunting for furs and puffins.
Puffins? I'm going to hunt a puffin. Puffins are friends, not food.
Or falcons. We can hunt for falcons.
The Balkans?
The Balkans. Actually,
the Vikings globe.
Yes. The known world according to the Vikings. Dude, we should just play the Vikings campaign. I don't know what we do with it.
I am Von Snorri.
Von Snorri. I am Snorri Snorrison. Ooh, shit.
I am Snorri Snorrison, and I will slay you.
All right. And
it's pretty cool. I love old fucking RPG crap.
Yeah, I was very excited to find these. They actually had another one at 2nd and Charles. They had, what is that called? City of Shadows? City of Splendors? It's a box set I already own.
City of Thieves?
No. I think it's called City of Splendors.
Is it for the Arabian Adventures?
No, it's Forgotten Realms.
Oh, it's Forgotten Realms.
Yeah. It's City of something.
Dude, Arabian Adventures was the jam.
Al-Qadim?
Yeah.
But anyway, we got a couple minutes left. I really wanted to talk about this book series I've been reading. It's fucking phenomenal.
Dicks?
I have not come across a fantasy series that I've really liked in a very long time. And I talked with you a little bit about this.
Superheroes?
Last week. No, it's...
Superheroes.
It's called The Grim Noir Chronicles. It's Larry Correa. He wrote it. But this is the one of the few books I've ever read where I was like, this could really translate well into an RPG. I don't know why no one has done this yet. It's a trilogy.
It's probably because no one's heard of it.
Probably. But it got nominated for the Hugos this year.
And people follow the Hugos religiously.
I do.
Well, that's because you're a fucking weirdo.
I know I'm a weirdo. But the...
You're like a sad weirdo who can't even handle flamethrowers.
I can't handle it! But the book is basically... it takes place in an alternate universe where people call it magic. Affects every... Like, 1 in 10 people have, like, a magical ability. It essentially works out like X-Men, where it's not really magic.
X-Men.
You know, like people can control fire, and they call it magic, but in reality, it's more like a mutant power as opposed to that. But the cool thing about it is it all takes place post-World War I, pre-World War II, where World War I is actually fought with magic. Like, the magic didn't appear till late 1800s, early 1900s, so time hasn't really changed that much.
Did they blow the Tsar's head up with a fireball?
No, but it turns out Kaiser Wilhelm was a necromancer who raised undead legions to fight in World War I. It's really cool, but it takes this shadow organization called the Grim Noir as essentially protecting the world from people who want to enslave the magical race, so to speak. But actually, there's this subplot where these very Cthulhu elder gods are... There's like this big war that's going on between them as well. It is so unbelievably cool in the way that Larry Correa, the guy, apparently he got in some weird, not trouble, but he had some,
he said some comments online. He's a very right-wing guy, but, you know, whatever. He writes really good book. But the way that it's classed, like, all the magic users are classed, and the way that it's, like, leveled, like, you have certain ones that are stronger than others, and there's actives and there's passives. It's like he wrote this like an RPG manual. And if you are looking for something very interesting to play a RPG universe in or come up with your own system, take a look at this and really, you know, really think about it, because it will work perfectly for an RPG setting. It's all real world, so there's, you know, New York and everything like that. It takes place in 1920s Chicago, so there's bootleggers and gangsters. You know, I think the later books take place early 30s, so you have Franklin Roosevelt, who's actually, like, very much anti-magic, and he's, like, wants to round up everyone in with the Magical Registration Act, just like the Mutant Registration Act. Sentinels! Bring in the Sentinels! But it's super cool. I would totally recommend it. That was the thing I wanted to put a pin in earlier. Also, the audio...
I really wish you'd have kept the pen in it.
Yeah. The audiobook is read by Bronson Pinchot of Perfect Strangers.
Which is pretty fucking hype.
Yeah, and he's pretty good, so I would...
that's pretty sweet.
I would definitely recommend picking up the audiobook.
I might do the audiobook as long as I can steal it.
I have it, so you can borrow it.
Why don't you just give me a copy that I can keep?
Because I don't recommend stealing on the podcast.
Just give me a copy I can keep.
I will let you borrow my copy of the audiobook.
Okay, and I'll make a permanent copy that I'll keep.
Stop it! I don't recommend stealing on this podcast.
I completely advocate the ultra cool crime of stealing.
So yeah, definitely, if you're a fan of this podcast, I give it a recommendation. I don't recommend books a lot on the podcast, just because, you know, I read a shit.
I recommend Bronson Pinchot.
I do too. He's amazing in Beverly Hills Cop, in the movie Second Sight. What else? Do we have any other gaming news to talk about before we end?
Well, Pat B and I had a minor showdown
with the game that no one knows about, and no one knows how to play, and no one cares about.
Tons of people know about it.
JoJo's bullshit Happy Time.
Look, you just talked about some retarded fucking book, and you're like, brought to Pinchot, and then you're trying to shit on one of the biggest properties in the world.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is it the biggest properties in Japan?
Yeah, it's gigantic. It's been running for almost fucking 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
And you're talking about your derpy little fucking alternate history retarded book of stupidness.
Yes.
That actually, you know, sounds what? Like a ripoff of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
JoJo. It sounds awful.
The book you just talked about is a ripoff of it.
Okay.
Like, straight up.
Yeah.
It's people with weird and interesting powers starting from early.
But it's a fighting World game, War right?
One. No. There's a...
Is it an RPG?
There was.
Do you and Pat B literally pick a character and then do combos
this
against
game
each other?
Is a fighting game, but that's not the property.
Okay, so then it's bullshit.
There's a insanely huge property, which is manga, anime, books, many different types of games.
Okay, so now that I'm over the age of 15, I wouldn't care about it.
So, like I said, the thing you talked about sounds awful and stupid.
Why don't you pick something that people have heard about?
Well, you're fucking stupid shit you just talked about. Nobody's heard about it.
I'm recommending it to people so people hear about
and
it.
And I'm
it
recommending
just came,
it.
Just, yeah, you're talking about something that came out
30
years.
Exactly.
If it hasn't reached the States by now, no one cares.
It's already fucking in the States.
Yeah, but
there's
it's played
been...
by people who were trilbies.
Oh, my God. You just recommended the most trilby sounding book ever. Like you recommended something that sounds like something that a bolt counting, flamethrower fearing, giant douche would really like. It sounds so bad.
All right,
it sounds like the stupidest thing ever. The only good thing about it is Bronson Pinchot.
So who won your little skirmish?
As I was saying, we didn't have our official battle,
okay.
So I'm not making this an official trolling Pat session.
Okay.
All I'm saying is we played many, many matches, and Pat did not even come remotely close to doing anything at all.
Yeah, I
kind of felt bad
because it's a game that you probably practice 1,000 times.
I asked him, I was like, how long have you been playing it? And he's like, I'd been skipping playing it because I assumed he'd have less time than I would because he just scored
he
it out.
He hasn't touched it.
He
right?
just scored it out in Offspring, and he's like, I've played like, you know, about a couple hours. I was like, oh, okay, because I only played for 8 hours, so I really didn't do too much other than unlock all the characters, which was about 4 hours. And I was like, okay, well, let's play. And it's just like,
it's a fighting game.
I actually picked up a different fighting game that I've been playing just so I can hold off on the JoJo's. And when Pat comes back, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And we might have a full official
Pat's the epitome of
trolling Pat session.
Yes. Well, Pat right now with his offspring is the epitome of parenting right now, where she's like, I can't do anything. I've been trying to get him out of that house.
I've been breaking his balls.
I know. I've been trying to get him out of that house for like months now.
I was like, just throw the kid in the corner. It's not going to go anywhere.
Exactly. But I listen to the Play On podcast, because every week the Play On podcast, because their schedule's all wonky, but lately they've been posting the same weekend as we have. So, but I've been recording and then listening to them, but I wanted to listen to them first so I could make fun of whatever they're talking about.
Oh, did they already post today?
Yeah, it posted yesterday, actually.
Shit! I didn't listen.
But they talked about how sad they were that the Kinect is getting removed for the Xbox One, and I just wanted to say...
What?!
Who the fuck cares? It's the X. It's the Kinect.
Why would you be sad about that?
No one cares about the Kinect. No one's ever. The Kinect is the most worthless piece of trash on the planet. There, I said it.
How is that even like a point of contention? Like,
I don't know. I don't get it with people in the Kinect. They really like the voice thing. Pat loves the voice commands on the Kinect.
All right.
But I wanted to troll them on that. So this is our official Pat trolling session. All right. Pat. No one gave a fuck about the Kinect. You don't need to lament it.
Yeah, really. That thing is fucking stupid. That's like being upset that the Eye of Judgment didn't work out for PlayStation 3.
What was that? That was time for that?
No, I'm somehow making it official.
Pat. No, that was my official time to troll Pat.
You know the Eye of Judgment, you're aware of that?
Yeah.
The CCG for PlayStation where it scanned the cards and you could pick up the creatures and there's 3D creatures in your hands. Like, ooh, it's so cool.
I still remember being on the Play On podcast where we talked about when the Xbox One got announced and they talked about all of the shit that I hated. And I was like, it comes with the Kinect. It makes you like check in all the time. You have to be online. I was like, this is all the bullshit that's going to cause people not to buy the Xbox
One. It's the X-Bone.
And I have been proven right on every fucking piece of information that I shared on that one.
Except for the things that they changed.
Well, no, that's what they did. They changed it all because they all said it was fucking... Because
people were shitting on them so hard. Well, apparently Sony's shitting on them in sales, so that's good.
Well, the fucking PS4 is definitely not on my list of things to buy, so...
It's not on mine either. I mean, I've got a gaming PC,
I have no interest in playing anything. You know what I've been playing lately? Age of Mythology from the fucking old Age of Empires series.
Yeah, on my consoles, I like playing games that are only on the consoles. If it's available for PC, I'll play the superior version. Because the PC version is always better.
Yours is a superior intellect.
All
right.
I'm not leaving until I get my quat loose.
All right, we're over. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. Follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page, /GameClassy? I think so.
game-classy.org/jp.gov.
Page of our sponsor, the Northampton Wargamers. Northampton Wargamers. Obligatory.
Aren't they the
Hamish's
Northampton
mom.
Generals?
No.
I thought they were.
This is the Northampton... United. I believe it's a football club.
Fuck.
It's the best damn football club out there.
Manchester U?
Manchester U. I'm an Arsenal fan.
Is that a real thing?
I think so.
Oh, Arsenal. I know about Arsenal.
Yeah. They kick a ball around for 2 hours.
That's a pretty sweet name for a team,
and then they get excited when
my team's fucking Arsenal. That sounds like straight out of fucking Mutant Chronicles.
Mutant Chronicles.
Yeah. We're like, Roy, we work for Arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah, they get excited because they kicked a ball into a goal twice. A giant goal twice in 2 hours.
Are you really trying to detract the soccers when you like Americans' footballs?
I don't like American footballs.
Oh, okay.
How long have you been on this podcast?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't like any sports.
Yeah.
I like the sports where you hurt each other. So like boxing and...
You like pugilistic
MMA
sports.
Yeah.
I don't like MMA. Too much humping.
Dude, you love the humping.
I don't like it on TV.
Oh. Think of the children.
Think of the children. I like it. That sort of thing should be reserved in the bedroom to two consenting adults. What was I going to say? You threw me off. Northampton Wargamers, obligatory Hamish's mom reference. Go!
I don't know. I mean, I wonder if she's hot enough to actually, like, take home and bang, or if she's at the level where you just bang her in the bathroom and don't take her home.
Yeah. Over a pint of
Over
bitters.
A pint.
Yes. Also, we got a YouTube channel for Game Classy. I haven't really done much with it. I just add the newer podcast. So if you like listening to the podcast at work or something like that, and for some odd reason you don't know how to download an MP3, you could go to YouTube and listen to it there. I know some people really like it that way.
And some people like the playlist, too, because you can make a playlist
That's
on
That's true.
The
you can make a playlist
YouTube.
Out of it. Yeah. Maybe I should do that. Fuck it.
It's handy.
I hate YouTube.
Go to the first.
I am just so... fucking gone.
Look, you're the one who has the mad dream to make cash money on the internet, and it's only going to happen through the YouTubes.
Cash money.
I assure you.
Yeah, cash money. Steve, until next time.
Check out Fargo. It's fucking fantastic.
All right. I haven't watched the last couple episodes.
It's so good.
Yeah. Is it that good?
It's fucking great. Yeah. It's really good.
Game Classy.